Welcome to Investigative Post Money and Politics. I'm Jeff Kelly, government and politics reporter with Investigative Post, and I'm here, as always, with Ken Crooley, who produces Money and Politics for Investigative Post. It's a regular feature on our website. Welcome, Ken.
Thank you, Jeff.
Ken, today we're not talking about money, or at least we're not going to start with money. We're going to look at votes. You broke down the votes by district in the mayoral primary and looked at Brown's share of votes over time in his previous reelection campaigns. Tell me, what did you find?
Well, showed in general terms a decline from over the past several elections. This is the fifth time as the mayor's run for mayor. The total number of votes he received in 2009 was his high point. He received over 26,000 votes that year. In the primary recently, he received 9,600, a 63% drop from the high point in his record votes. Even if you just go back to 2017, the mayor's vote total in the primary was down 31% from that point in time. The mayor, when you look at the nine different council districts, you can see that the mayor has suffered substantial losses in districts where they were a critical part of his previous elections. In 2021, Brown's share of the vote dropped in six of the nine council districts compared to 4 years ago. That's significant. The council district with the highest turnout among Democratic voters was Delaware, 33%. Brown received 26% fewer votes in that district than he did just 4 years ago, but the turnout in that district went up. So it was sort of a double whammy for him because the turnout went up and his percentage went down.
And it went really strongly for Walton.
Yeah. And Delaware has been a very strong base for Mayor Brown. 2021, he received almost 1,000 votes less in his home district of Maston, which he's represented in one form or another for the last 25 years.
That was the most surprising thing, I think, and really kind of told the tale, when not just because its turnout was so low, but he also didn't win it by as much.
Certainly very significant that he didn't do very well at all. There were three districts, also a major part of his base, Fillmore, Lovejoy, and North, that their turnout was less than 13%. Overall, the city's was 20%. Those districts helped him in the previous elections, but to combine votes in those three districts, he was down 800 votes, 29%, from just 4 years ago. So the general conclusion of all of this is that he pretty well collapsed everywhere in the city, in terms of total vote across the city, in terms of almost every council district. And he's got a whole lot of homework to do now that he enters the write-in campaign because people have stayed away from him.
Yeah. So what do these numbers foretell in terms of strategy? Like how does the mayor reverse this? What can he do?
Well, he's going to have to go where the votes were the last few times. He's going to have to work Maston and Fillmore and Lovejoy, those districts.
And Ellicott, too.
The Ellicott very heavily. Ellicott is now laps over into the waterfront district, and so it's a little bit different than it used to be.
Right.
Delaware was a gold mine for him in votes in previous elections. Whether he can get that back or not, I don't know, because part of Delaware is Elmwood Village. Ms. Walton did very well in the Elmwood Village area, and so.
And Delaware turned out, which is to say they turned out to express opposition, and those who didn't, they basically expressed opposition by abstaining.
Right.
So they have to make a choice to reverse their position, right?
Yeah.
So that's harder to make a voter do.
Delaware could be irretrievable to him. I think there's a serious problem there. He's going to have to go back to his old bases in the other districts in order to recoup. He's got opportunities in South Buffalo where he's performed well in previous elections. Didn't do all that great this time. His numbers went down there, too, and there's a lot of City Hall employees, either directly or indirectly, living in South Buffalo. So they're just going to have to work it because they do have pockets where they can bring out the vote that they need, but it's going to be difficult to put back what fell apart.
Right, absolutely. And in South Buffalo, the endorsement of Carl Palladino, whether the mayor chooses to accept it or not, might help drive voter turnout there too, which could help the mayor.
And Councilman Scanlon is already on board with
that. Absolutely, yeah. So tie this, if you will, to the sheriff's race. How does this write-in campaign, how might it affect the turnout?
It's going to substantially improve the turnout because the problem in this year of the cycle when the county controller and sheriff both run is that the numbers go down in the city because the primary generally solved the election and people in Buffalo didn't come out. With a contested campaign that's going to be like one we haven't seen in probably 40-some years, there's going to be a lot of activity in the city. It's going to work to the benefit of Ken Beatty. It's also going to work to the benefit of Kevin Hardwick, who will also stand to gain from a higher Democratic turnout in the city. So it's a side consequence of everything that's going on, a major significance at the moment.
In some part, explains how quickly Jeremy Zellner accepted India as the party's candidate and expressed his support because, you know, he knows working with her has that potential benefit of helping
the
countywide
candidates.
Yeah, I think
that has some benefit to the party. And there is some history on that. My political history goes back to 77 and earlier than that. 77 was the year that Eve Griffin and Fascio ran the Democratic primary. Arthur Eve won the Democratic primary, and Joe Crangle had an independent line available for Fascio to run in November, but he made a decision that he would support the winner of the primary. So, in effect, Jeremy's going back to the future a little bit there because that the party should probably support the candidate who won the primary.
Right. So, tell me, what do you know? What are the mechanics of a write-in campaign? What are the rules in terms of campaign finance, in terms of the actual act of?
Well, I think we're going to have to do a little checking on that. But if you're going to declare yourself as a candidate, I think you're going to be bound by the same rules as far as filing financial reports. Fortunately, the mayor's already got a committee that we can take a look at. Same thing with Walton. Same thing if Chamber and Ferraletto get into it. They're going to be bound if they're running a campaign to disclose what they're doing, what they're spending money, who gave them the money. So all those sorts of normal things apply. And then after that, it's how much you raise and what are you going to spend it on. And advertising is going to be important, but so is a lot of shoe leather to get people around. Walton showed that she had a large army of folks who could go out and ring doorbells and make phone calls. So that she's starting at that advantage. The mayor's had that in the past. It went to sleep. Whether they can wake it up is up to him. And so we'll see how that turns out.
Yeah. And so I imagine there is a filing deadline coming up, July 15th, I believe. So at that point, we may start to see who is underwriting the mayor's effort, and we will also see whether India Walton is attracting money from out of town as she always expected to. It'll be an interesting report for sure.
Yeah, we'll that'll tell some of the tale. Unfortunately, though, we won't see another report until 32 days before the election, which is the end of September.
Right.
So there'll be a dead period there where we really won't know what people are doing with their money. So the July 15th report will be a very interesting and fascinating document.
A brief window, yes.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'll talk to you then, Ken. Thanks,
okay.
As always.
You can follow Ken Crooley's work at politicsandstuff.com. And, of course, keep coming back to investigativepost.org for our deep coverage of issues of importance to Western New York.